Emotional Intelligence in the Workplace. How to use EQ to build strong relationships and thrive in your career. I believe most people want to bring their best to work. Since you've chosen to read this book, I suspect you are looking to do just that. This means showing up in an authentic way that brings not necessarily your whole self, but your best self to the workplace. It also means learning to leverage the wisdom of your and others' emotions in order to make better decisions, manage stress, resolve conflict, and maintain effective relationships. These are key to emotional intelligence, or EQ. Emotional intelligence is ultimately about how you show up in relationships. This means knowing what you think, feel, and want on the inside, and how well you regulate this on the outside. It is also about being able to tap into what others may think, feel, and want, and using this knowledge to help you navigate your relationships with them. It is about your reputation, trustworthiness, and the empathy you demonstrate. It is about your behavior when you communicate and collaborate with others, how well you're able to give and receive feedback, and your ability to manage stress and conflict. Working with others effectively is profoundly impacted by your emotions and requires the ability to self-soothe, connect, and integrate in relationships. When your EQ is high, it can greatly improve your effectiveness with others, as well as help you advance in your career. EQ cannot be developed outside of interactions with others because it shows up in your behavior, and this can only be developed and sustained in relationships. Little of what you discover in this book will be of practical use if you do not choose to practice the elements of EQ in your relationships. This may require pushing beyond your comfort zone in order to change your behaviors. It will take courage, and like anything worth doing, it can pay enormous dividends. As the writer James Baldwin said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." Reading this book will certainly help you learn more about EQ, but facing your own level of EQ competency means intentionally and courageously altering your behavior in order to grow. With continued practice, discipline, and patience, you will increase your EQ competency and further thrive in your career. This book begins with a discussion of why EQ matters in the workplace, how it can contribute to success in your career, and the importance of building strong work relationships. In Chapter 2, we'll discuss why you should embrace a growth mindset, the role emotions play in our work lives, the value of responding rather than reacting, and how you can adapt your habits to increase your overall effectiveness at work. Chapter 3 is about communicating across teams and how you can better get your point across, collaborate with others, and have stronger relationships by instilling trust and demonstrating empathy. In Chapter 4, I'll discuss how empathy can increase your ability to influence others, manage down, across, and up in your organization, receive and give feedback effectively, and manage stress and conflict. Chapter 5 will conclude with preparing for your success, the importance of patience and practice, choosing an EQ role model, and sustaining the change you're looking to make. EQ is critical in the workplace. This book provides examples, exercises, and tips on how you can increase your level of EQ competency in order to thrive in your career. Now, let's begin.